Today's Shir Masech Ksubas Daf Chav Gimel. We begin on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Shnei Marim Niskatcha, two Edim. We have a woman who the Chazak on this woman. The status quo of this woman is that she is a Pnuya, that she's not married. And two Edim come and say Niskatcha that she did get married. The Shnei Marim Loy Niskatcha, two women, and two Edim say she did not get married. The halacha is, she may not marry someone else because we have to be concerned that she's an Eishes Ish. However, if she does get married, Loy Tetze, she doesn't have to get divorced from the second husband, from this husband. Shnei Marim Nisgarsh, if two Edim say that she's divorced, Shnei Marim Loy Nisgarsh, and two Edim say she's not divorced, the halacha is, Hareza Tenosei, she should not get married. And here, the halacha is that if she does get to marry someone else, she may not remain married to him. So ask the Gemara the obvious question. Maishno Reisha, why in the Reisha, if we have this discrepancy between the two Edim, the halacha she shouldn't get married, but if she got married, Lo Teitze. Or Maishno Seifa, why in the Seifa do we say that she... if she gets remarried, she has to leave the new husband. So Tosfos, the very masculine Mai, asks, there's an obvious distinction between the two cases. In the Reisha, she has a cheskes penuya. She has, like we began this year, the status quo of this woman is that she's not a married woman. So she has that status quo. That's why if she gets married, we allow her to stay married. Whereas in the Sefer, her chazaka was that she was an Eishes Ish. And therefore, that should be the reason that we should make a difference. So Tosfos answers that even though in the Reish, as we just said, she actually does have a Cheskes Pnuya, still, we have here a situation of Trey a Trey. We have this dispute between the two pairs of Edom. Says Tosfos that whatever we have a situation of Trey a Trey, we can't just say that we should rely on the chazaka. Trey or trey is clearly a situation where we don't follow the chazaka. So the answer is the Gemara Amar Abaya. The way to explain this brisa is tergema be'ed echad. It's referring not to two pairs of edim who are disagreeing. It's an eid echad. And therefore, says the Gemara, eid echad am niskatcha. If one eid says that she is married, another eid echad says she's not. So here, Tavaya b'Pnai k'Masadi, they both agree that she was single. V'hai d'kam niskatcha, the one that says that she got married, hav lechad, is only an eid echad. And we know that the halacha throughout Shas is, ein dvarav shalach v'makam shnayim. We have two eidim who are saying that she is a single woman. We have one aide who's saying differently than that, and he doesn't count. Whereas when we try to understand the Sefer, there, Erechom and Nisgarsha, one aide says that she's divorced, Erechom and Nisgarsha, and one aide says she was not divorced. But both, Tavai Be'esh Hashish Kamasadi, are saying testimony that she's an Eish Hashish. And the Haid Kam Nisgarsha, and the one that says that she was divorced is Havalei Chad. There's only one aid, and the Loch is Vein Dvarav Shalachov and Makam Shnaim. The testimony of one aid versus two aidim is meaningless. So we're learning that when we have two aidim establish a fact, one aid is not strong enough to break that fact. So the question is, in the Reisha, we were saying that both agree that she's a Pnuya. And one aide says that she's married. And therefore we said, Ein Echad B'Mokum Shnayim. The one aide doesn't count in the place of two. So why did the Brisa say she should not really get married? The Brisa just said that if she got married, we don't make a break up the marriage. The halacha ought to be that she should be allowed to get married, L'chatchila. Says Tosfos that the issue here is not where one aide says she's absolutely not married, and the other aide says she absolutely is married. And as we just said, that would be a case of Echad B'Makom Shnayim. But rather, what happened here is a case that we have often in Shas, where Kedushin was given to her. Money to effect the Kedusha was given to her. But it's a suffix. If there's a question, if it was Karavloi, closer to the man giving the money, or suffix Karavloi, or was it closer to her? If it was closer to her husband, she's not Mekudeshes. If it's closer to her, she is Mekudeshes. So it's not like black and white that she is or isn't Mekudeshes. And therefore, since the subject is not that clear, we don't want L'chatchila to get married. Rav Ashi Amar, Loilam Treyu Trey. The case, indeed, is that there were two Edom that say one way and two Edom say another way. The Apach, and says the Gemara, we have to change the halacha as it's stated in the Braisa. And the Gemara explains. Shnayim amru inu shenuskatcho, if two Edom say, we saw this woman become Kodeshes in front of us. Shnayim amru loy inu shenuskatcho, we weren't there. But the fact that we didn't see anything, that doesn't mean it, as we're going to see, the absolute just didn't see. So the question here, says the Mishnah, says the Braisa, there are two men that are saying, there are two Edom that are saying that she was Mekudeshes. And since there are two Edom saying that she was Mekudeshes, the halach is, Harei loy tenase, she may not marry another man. And if she does go marry another man, Teitse, in this she has to get, she has to separate. Ask the Gemara, but how do we understand this dispute? Pshita. The fact that two Edom say that she is Mekudeshes. Two other Edom are saying, we don't know, we didn't see her Mekudeshes. But ask the Gemara, throughout Shas, there is a rule that Loi Re'inu, the fact that we didn't see something, doesn't mean that it's a Raya. Loi Re'inu, if I don't see something, doesn't mean it didn't happen. I just did not happen to see it. So why would even we want to consider what they said? Answers the Gemara, L'tzrich l'day b'chatz echad. The Edom who are saying that we did not see it become Kodeshes are not just two people. Of course, why would we give any credence to what they say? Just because they didn't see something doesn't mean it didn't happen. But they are people that live in the same courtyard as this woman. Ma'adu tema, em isa n'skatcha, if she truly would have gotten married, Kala Islala Milsa, everybody who lives in that courtyard would have known that she got married. And therefore, the fact that it's not known to anyone, that should clearly be an indication that she is not married. Kamash Milan, that's not necessarily a proof. The Avdi Inish, the Miskatcha Bekatsina. There are people that get married with no one knowing. There are people that like to keep things quiet. So our Gemara just taught us that the fact you don't see something, loy re'inu ain't a raya. The fact you didn't see something, that doesn't mean anything. And the Achroinim discussed the question, when it comes to establish a minig, is the fact that you didn't see, that we didn't see something happening, does that a legitimate way of establish a minig? So the Beis Yosef, for example, speaks about the question if a woman could be appointed as a shoychet. And he says that the fact that we never saw women shechting is a raya that the minig is that women aren't shoychetim. But if we're saying now that loy re'inu, the fact that we didn't see something, is ain't a raya, so the fact that we never saw women shoychetim, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simon Aleph, is not a reason why women should not be allowed to shecht. The Ramah says that, of course, it's a way to establish a minig, as the Shach explains the Ramah. And the fact that we've never seen women shecht is clearly a proof that our women in our times, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah's time already, were not to be appointed for shechtim. So the question is, how do we understand what the Ramah says when our Gemara just said that loy re'inu ain't a ray, the fact that we didn't see something doesn't prove anything. So the Prima Gadim explains that loy re'inu ain't a raya is by something that happens infrequently. So something that doesn't happen on a regular basis, the fact that we did or didn't see something happen doesn't mean anything. But something that happens all the time, if women were allowed to shecht, and animals and chickens are slaughtered all the time, that's something that we can rely on to say that the fact that it did, we never saw it, that's the way to establish a minig. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach. He says that often we know in halacha that the power of a minig sometimes is so powerful that it's even stronger than a din. Minig oikres a din. He says to rely that the minig, that this is the minig, on the fact, on the basis that we didn't see it being happening that way, that's not the way to establish such a powerful minig. But to establish a minig where it's not really contrary to the halacha, there we can rely on the fact that we never saw something happen. Here, saying that women shouldn't shecht is not contrary to a halacha. Since it's not contrary to a halacha, we can rely on the fact that we never saw women shechting as a proof that women should not be appointed as a shechtim. Now, the Gemara explains the Sefer. What happened to Sefer? Shnai Mamarinu Shnizgarsha. Two people saw her getting a get. Shnai Mamarinu Shnizgarsha. And two people say, we did not see her get a get. Here, Allah is, I raise that loy to nasay. She may not get married. And here, the Allah is, but if she did get married, loy taitsay. Says the Gemara, my kamashmon, what is the chiddush? That afagav, the dairi b'chotza echad, that even though they're living in the same courtyard, it's not necessarily that everybody in the courtyard will know if she did get divorced or not. But ask the Gemara, isn't that what we learned in the Reisha? Just like in the Reisha, we said that the fact that something happens doesn't, the fact that you didn't see something doesn't mean it didn't happen. So that's the exact same thing we're learning here. Hainu hach, why does the Sefer have to repeat the exact same principle, ask the Gemara, that we learned in the Reisha? Hainu hach. Answers the Gemara, Marate Megabit Kedushin, when it comes to get married, Hu Davidi Inch Demkachi B'Sinah, that sometimes a husband, the Gemara says, may be embarrassed with the wife that he married. And since the husband is embarrassed with the wife that he married, therefore he keeps it very low key that he got married, and not everybody will know that he married her. Aval Gerishin. But when it comes to getting divorced, im isadig igrisha, if they would have gotten divorced, kala islamosa, everybody would have known that they got divorced. Kamash malon, that's why the Bryce has to teach it, because everybody would have heard about the divorce, suggests the Mara. Kamash malon, that isn't necessarily the truth, actually the case. There are avdi inchi, the people that kemakachi magarish b'tzina, just like the people who get married without anyone knowing, so too the people who get divorced without anybody knowing. And therefore, that might have happened here. Vimnisis bo'edim, but we learned in the Mishnah, if a woman got married based on a pesh osa pesh iter, because she's the one that says she was married, and she's also the one that says she got divorced, and we let her get married, and afterwards edim came to say what she's saying, then that loy teitzei. So the Mishnah did not really identify exactly what does that mean. The Mishnah said that the isha amra eish sisha siv grusha nina menes, cause a pesha to pesha to pesha hitter. Then the Mishnah said that she got married before Adam came. She harais loy teitzei, even though she doesn't have the pesha to pesha hitter. Now the Mishnah said that. Mishnah also said that Amr Nishbeisiv Tairani, she says I was kidnapped and I'm tar, she's allowed to marry a kohen. Again, because of Peshas or Peshetar. If they're Edom, and she says Tairani, ain't in a menace. And the Tana says that if she got married to the kohen, Beheter, before the Edom testified that she was kidnapped, and now the Edom come, Harez Loi Teitze. So the Mishnah, the Gemara brings a machloikis. Which of the cases of our Mishnah is the Mishnah teaching us Vim Mishnisis Bo Edom Lo Teitzei? So if Ashi Masin La Reisha, that's coming to teach us in the case where she said Eishes Sisva Grushani, and we believed her, and she got married because of the Peshat, Peshat, that we believed her, and our Edom came, so we no longer that she was married. We no longer have a Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. The halach is she doesn't have to leave her husband. Rabbi Rav Avin, however, Masna Sefer, that's referring to the case of Nishbesi with Tahirani, and based on that, she married a Kohen, and then Edom came, so she no longer has the Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. She still can remain with the husband, the Kohen. Says the Gemara, man the Masna, the one that said that the halach is she can remain with her new husband in the case of the Reisha of Eishes Isha Yisivinus Garashti, Koshken a Sefer. Certainly in the Sefer, he would be lenient. Because the Sefer, it Beshvuya Kila. We don't know for sure that she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. She was kidnapped, but we don't know for certain that she had relations with those kidnappers. So we're lenient in the Reisha, where she was definitely an Eishes Ish. And if she's an Eishes Ish, she's not allowed to be married to another husband. Certainly the Sefer will be lenient. Manda Nasla Sefer, but the one that says that it's the case of the Bar Edom in the Mishnah is talking about the Sefer, there, since we don't know for sure that she's asked to the Kohen, and once we allowed her to marry the Kohen, she may remain with him. But in the Reisha, where there's a question of an Issa Daraisa, of being an Eishes Ish, Loi, he would not be lenient. Says the Gemara, Lema, perhaps this machlokes that we just had between Rav Oshir Avraham Bar Avin on how to understand our Mishnah is actually they're arguing about something that Rav Hamnuna taught us, which we learned in our previous shiur. Rav Hamnuna said that if a woman says to a husband that you divorced me, she's believed. We have a chazaka that a woman would not have the chutzpah to say to her husband, you divorced me, when she's not divorced. Man the masna reisha, that even in the reisha, the woman who says in this garashti, the halacha is that if the edom come, she doesn't have to go out. Islay the Rav Hamnuna. Because the fact that she said to her husband that you divorced me is a proof that we could trust her. Man the masna is safer, that only in the safer by Nishbesi do we trust her. But that she should say to her husband, I'm divorced, there she's not believed. And that's why less later Rav Hamnuna. Says the Mara Loi, the two issues are not connected. It could be the Kulam Isla de Rav Hamnuna. Everybody agrees that a woman who's speaking to her husband and says to her husband, you divorced me, we have the Chazaka, then any Isha Me'izah of Nebala, no woman would say that to her husband if it were not true. V'hocha, Bav Kamifki. What is the machlokes here? Masav ki itna the Rav Hamnuna, Rabbi Avin that says that talking about the sefer not the reisha says the wender of Hamnuna say a woman is believed to say gerushtani only befonov when she's addressing the husband. Avishloi befonov, but if she's not speaking directly to the husband meiza, and therefore if she loses as was the case in the Mishnah the pesha asar she can't remain remarried to the second husband. Well, Masavar, whereas Rabbi Oshia holds that even Shleibafonov, no woman would have the temerity to say that her husband divorced her, even if the husband isn't standing there. Nami Enemiza. So if she said it, even though she loses the Pesha Asa Pesha Itter because Edom came, still we believe her when she says it. So we learned in the Mishnah, Vimishinesis. If Edom come after she got married, and they said that she was an Eishes Ish, or they say she was a Shvuya, the halacha she doesn't have to leave her second husband, even though she no longer has the Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. Says the Gemara, Ama Avur de Shmuel, when the Mishnah says, V'mishnissis ba Edom loiteitze, don't define loinissis, don't define nissis, nissis mamish, that she already actually got remarried. And that's why the Mishnah is saying, since she already actually got remarried, that's why we don't make her separate from the new husband. But says Shmuel, Avud Shmuel, Al Kivin Shi Tirul Inasi. The fact that Bezdin, based on a Pesha, also Pesha Itta, allowed her to get remarried, the loch is, then she remains with that heter, Afa Pishlainissus, even though she didn't actually get remarried. Says the Gemara, but that's not what it says in the Mishnah. V'alei teitzik tani. Teitzik means that if she's married, she doesn't have to leave the husband. Now he's saying that teitzik means that she doesn't even have to, if all, as long as she was permitted to get remarried, that is enough. And says the Gemara, what it meant to say was, leitetzim et terarishin. The heter that we gave her, she could hold on to and remain with that heter, even though the Pesha Asa Pesha Heter has been broken. Tarabonim. So says the Bryce Amra, a woman says, Nishbesi Tarani, I was kidnapped, but I am Tahor. V'yeshli Eidim Shetarani, and I have Eidim to prove that. Ein Oimrim, we don't say we should wait. Namtim at Shivo Eidim, until the Eidim come and testify. El Matir Naisoi Miyad, we immediately allow to get remarried based on this declaration. Continues the Braisa, he threw her nase. We allowed her to get married to even a kohen, even though she was a shvuya. Vakach ba edim, and the edim come. Vamer lo yadanu, we don't really know if she's tar. She said that she's allowed to get remarried because she was tar. But now the edim say we can't, because she has edim that could say she was tar. And now the edim say we can't testify to that. Still, the halacha is harez lo taitzei. She could remain allowed to marry kohen. However, v'mba edei tuma, if edim come and say we know that not only was she kidnapped, but she had relations with those captors, afilu yesh lekam shonim, even kam abonim, even she married a kohen and she has many children from that kohen. The loch is teitzei, she has to leave that kohen. However, says the Chalkas Mechaikik, that would only be the halacha if two edim come and say that we know that when she was kidnapped, she had relations with the captors. If there's only one aid to say it, one aid would not be enough to allow her to require her to leave the husband. Says Mahani Shvius Dosla Adar. There were women who were kidnapped that were brought by the people who kidnapped them to Nador. Oisavu Shmuel Nadorai. The father Shmuel put guards to watch that nothing should happen. Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel said to his father, What are you accomplishing? Va'areh idnu manatrinu. Yes, now you have guards watching them. But where's this going to help? Whatever happened might have already happened. And as I saw, the Marshal explains, Shmuel thought that what his father was trying to accomplish was that these women should not be also to ever marry a kohen. And he was saying to his father, once they already fell into that status that the kidnappers did something with them, that the fact that you're going to put guards there now wouldn't help. Amalei. So the father of Shmuel said to Shmuel, Ilu benantzachavin, were they your daughters? Me have a mezazel by kulahai. Even if, and again, as the Mashal continues to explain, even if halachically they are already usher to marry a kohen, but they're still Jewish girls that we need to protect. And how do you just make this kind of a statement? But says the Gemara Hava, what Avod Shmuel said, Kishkoga Yotzim Lefnei Shalit, that even when a king, when a ruler says something, it's hard to retract. And so too, when a Talmud Chacham says something, when the Talmud Chacham says a klola, even though it was not his intention, it's hard to retract. And says the Gemara, what happened was, Vishtabim Bansedar Shmuel. Shmuel's daughters were kidnapped. The Sekinu Eretz Yisrael, and they were brought to Eretz Yisrael for ransom. So the daughters of Shmuel, who, as we're going to see, grew up in a home of Talmidei Chachamim, but since they grew up in a home of Talmidei Chachamim, they knew what is the smart and right thing to do. So they told the captors, don't come into the Beis Medrash, don't come into the Bezna with us. They were brought into the Beis Medrash of Chanina. Ha Amra. And one of the daughters said, Nishbeisi v'tahirani, v'ha amra, Nishbeisi v'tahirani. And Shirinu and Rav Chanina said, as we learned in our Mishnah, that they can marry a kohen. Saifs ol asivino. It says the Gemara, after Chanina issued this ruling, the captives came in. Amar Rav Chanina, so Rav Chanina said, Bernoy de Merininu, they must be the daughters of a great Talmud Chacham, that they knew to make sure to keep those captors outside so they should be able to say Nishbesi v'tayrani. And says the Gemara, that's exactly what happened. Igloi milsa de bansa de Marashmul haven. It was ultimately revealed that they were the daughter of Mashmul. Amar le Rav Chanina le Rav Shimon bar Abba. So Rav Chanina said to Rav Shimon bar Abba, Puk eb tobekur v'secha. Go marry one of these girls who are your relatives. Amar le Rav Chanina, Vika Eidim b'medina Sayyam. I know that there must be Eidim in Medina Sayyam that know that they were captured. So even though, and as we learned in our Mishnah, even though if she says, Nishbesi v'tehoirani, she's believed because of the Pesha, also Pesha hit her, but as we learned, when there are Eidim, that causes that the Pesha, also Pesha hit her, should fall away. So Rav Chanina said to Rav Shimon bar Abba, Hashta miyas lesna, come on. Right now, we only have the Pesha, also Pesha hit her. There may be Eidim on the other side of the world, Eidim beside Itzer, because there are Eidim on the other side of the wall, or the other side of the world, Vitasar, right now she's Mutter, and if she's Mutter, you can marry her. So what do we see from here? Tam delayas Eidim. The only reason they were married, allowed to marry Kahanim, is because there were no Eidim, and we were relying on the Pesha Asa Pasha Hitter. Ha Esa Eidim, if the Eidim would have come, Mitzra. But ask the Gemara, isn't Shmuel the one that taught us? Once Bezdin issued the psak that they're allowed to get married, even apishleinesis, even if they didn't get married, the halacha is they can remain with that heter. So what's the difference if Edom come? Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Edi Tumah Itmer. When is the halacha that they remain with that heter? The halacha that they remain with that heter is only in a situation where is only in a situation where the Eidim come and say that we know they were captived, but we don't know that they were actually violated. But if the Eidim would come and say that they were actually violated, then of course we could not allow them to remain with the husband, Kayin, just because of the original Peh Shasa Pesha Hitter. The Yerushalmi, in quoting this story, with the Bansei, with the daughters of Shmuel, says that Shimon married one of the redeemed daughters of Shmuel, and she died shortly afterwards. And then says the Yerushalmi, he married the second daughter, and she also died. Says the Yerushalmi, the reason why these two women died is that not because that they lied. They were certainly pure. They died because of a different reason. Hananya established a leap year, adding an extra month of Adar in Chutz La'aretz. And according to the halacha, only in Eretz Yisrael are we allowed to make a leap year. The common other suggests, why do the daughters of Shmuel have to suffer because Hananya made this mistake in making a leap year in Chutz La'aretz? So the common other says, because the daughters of Shmuel were descendants of Hananya, and since they were descendants of Hananya, that's why they were punished. However, there are many Mefarshim that find that explanation difficult to understand. Why should they suffer because of Hananya's mistake? So the Pnei Moshe explains that the daughters of Shmuel followed Hananya's calendar while they were in captivity, unaware that it was a mistake. And because of that, they were mechal yontif. They thought that the certain days were yontif when they really weren't. And that's why they were punished, because they were mechal yontif, because they didn't keep yontif on the proper time. The Gra has a different pshat. He says that what actually happened was that these captors actually did sin with the daughters of Shmuel exactly when they were over the age of 3. And we mentioned earlier in our shiurim, that a girl who has relations below 3, when she's less than 3 years old, psula chayzrim. But if she's over than 3, she's no longer, the bia is considered a bia. So explains the Gra. According to Hananya, they were under the age of 3 at the time of the spia, because Rav Hanania had added a month to the year. Since the daughters of Shmuel followed the opinion of Hanania, they were said that their bia wasn't a bia, and they were allowed to marry Kahanim. Because according to their understanding, that bia did not count as an act of bia. But they were punished for marrying a Kohen, because actually they were over 3, because Hanania making the year into a leap year was a mistake. And therefore, they were wrong when they said that they were not, that they never had bia, or they never had a halachic bia. Says the Chasam Sofer, in repeating the pshat of the Gra, let's understand this Gemara, says the Chasam Sofer. These girls were under 3 years old, it was a little under 3, a little over 3, and yet they were so knowledgeable in halacha, whether that to know it would make if it would make a difference if they were allowed to marry a kohen or not. How great was the learning of Torah in the home of Shmuel that his very, very young daughters were so proficient in the halacha. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Nashim Shenishbu, there were 2 women that were captive. Zois Ameres Nishbeis V'Torani, V'Zois Ameres Nishbeis V'Torani, Ein in the Menes. Because we don't have a Pesha Hitter. Because it's referring here to a situation that we know that they were kidnapped. And therefore, since we know they were kidnapped, we don't have a Pesha Hitter. But, says the Mishnah, Bizman Shei Me'ida Zu El Zu, when each one of these girls says testimony about the other girl that nothing happened, Harei El Anamonis. And the reason is, as we're going to see, that by Shvuya, we had this concept early in our shir as well, that when we speak about a Shvuya, Hekilu Barabonin, Chazal were more lenient. And therefore, if each one speaks and says that the other one is tar, we accept it. Begins the Brice up with a number of cases. The first case is Tarabona, Anitameya. A woman comes and says, one of these women who was captured says, I am Tamei. But she says that the other woman is Tahar, the halacha is Namenis. This case of the Mishnah is called the Reisha Dereisha. The next case, she says, Ani Tahira, I'm Tahar, V'chaverti Tameya, but the other one is not, is Ena Namenis. That's called the Reisha. The next case, is she says, Ani V'chaverti Tameya, both of us are Tamei, the halacha is namenes al atzma, vein namenes al chaverta. This case is called the mitziyasa. And the fourth case, which is called the seifa, where she says, ani v'chaverti tahira, namenes al chaverta, vein namenes al atzma. And now the Gemara begins to analyze this braisa. Amamar, when she says, ani tahira v'chaverti tameya, en namenes, she's not trusted. And the halacha is that she's Tamei and chavertus tahara. Ask the Marheche, Dami, exactly what is the case here? Either like Edim, if there are no Edim that she was kidnapped, why does she not believe when she says about herself that she's Tahar? Isn't this a case of Nishbeisi v'tahira ani kamra that we just learned when a woman says Nishbeisi v'tahira ani and there are no Edim to establish that she was kidnapped, she's believed. El Pshita, how must we understand the case? But the Ikka Edom, where there are Edom that she was captured. And therefore, since we have Edom that she was captured, we can't believe her when she says that Tahirani. On the other hand, she is believed to say that the other woman's Tahar, because as we learned and will continue learning, to say that a woman who was kidnapped is Tahar, any type of witness is accepted. Continues the Braisa. The Mitziyasa case of a Braisa is where she says, Ani v'chaverti tameya. So he said, Namenes al atzma, v'na namenes al chaverta. Ask the Ma'id ik edim, if we're saying that this Braisa is speaking about a case that they're edim, amai loy mehemna, why is she not believed to say that the other woman is tamei? The woman is anyway tamei, because there are Edom that she was kidnapped. El Pshita, we have to explain with the Lekka Edom. And that's why Chaverta Mitaris, because there's no Edom that she was kidnapped. And she, a woman alone, cannot establish that the other woman is Tamei. She could only say that she's Tahar. Ema Seifa, but now let's speak about the case of the Seifa, where she said, Ani v'chaverti tahayra. So we learned that the menes al chaverta, vein in the menes al atzma. Videkel edim, if there are no edim, atzma maila nehemna. Why can't she be trusted? Isn't this a case of nishbeisi v'tahayra ni, a pesha, also pesha heter, that she's believed? El pshita, b'ke edim. And that's why she's not believed to say nishbeisi v'tahayra ni. But if that's the way we're explaining this brisa, asked the Gemara, we end up with a situation that we're explaining that the Reisha and the Sefer are referring to a situation where there are Edom, and that's why she's not believed to say Nishbeisi v'tayrani, and the Metziosa is talking about a case, Dikalaka Edom, and therefore she can't say that the other woman is Tamei, which the Gemara finds difficult to understand, that the brisa is jumping around from case that there are Edom to a case where there are no Edom, back to a case where there are Edom. I'm Rabbaya, but Rabbaya says, that's the only way I could explain this brisa, that the Reisha and the Sefer are referring to a case, Deka Edom, and the Metziosa is speaking about a case, Deleka Edom. Otherwise, says Rabbaya, I don't have a good way of explaining the brisa. Rapapa obviously understands the entire, that it's difficult to establish the brisa that way. And therefore he says, Kula b'dik Edom. The entire brisa is speaking in the case where there are Edom. But the question is, if there are Edom, why is the chaverta muteris? This is a case where there are Edom that she was kidnapped. And when a woman was kidnapped, she becomes also the kohen. Says the Gemara, v'ke eid echad kapich. But there's eid echad that is disagreeing against what she's saying. And the Gemara explains it. The Reisha is where she said, Ani Tameya v'chaverti Tahara. She comes to it and she says, I am Tamei, and the other one is Tahar. V'amalei Eir Echad, and Eir Echad says, just the opposite of what you say is what happened. At Tahara v'chaverti Tameya. So she said about herself that she's Tamei. Once she said about herself that she's Tamei, she's believed. Because of the concept that we've learned often. Shavya nafsha chaticha di sura. Shavis la nafsha chaticha di sura. She, by saying that she's Tamei, is always going to believe. Chaverta, but the other woman, mishtarya pum deda, becomes mutter based on her testimony. Why? Because she's saying that this other woman is Tahar. The Eid Echad is saying that she's Tamei. But we've learned that by a shvuya, a woman is believed to say that the woman is tahar. And whenever we learned that Chazal give an eid echad namonis, it's treated like two eidim. So the Reisha is teaching us that if one eid says that the woman is tahar, and one eid says that she's not tahar, the eid who says she's tahar is believed. Because the aid that says she's Tor, the Torah, the Chazal, gave that one aid the power as of two Edom. And the one aid who's disputing the two Edom is not to be accepted. So now we understood the Reisha. The next case, which we've been calling the Reisha, is referring where she says, Ani Tahir v'chaverti Tameya. She says about herself that she's Tor, and she says that a chaverta is Tameya. And the aid Echad says, At Tameya v'chaverta Tahir. Iya, kim deke edim. Here, since dar edim, that she was kidnapped, laf kol kminei. So this is not a case where she could say nishbeisi v'tayrani. Chaverta, but the other woman, shtarya pumed eid. Since there's an eid echad that's saying that she's tahar, and as we just finished explaining, whenever we have an eid echad saying she's tahar, then it's considered like there are two edim saying she's tahar. And the one aid that says she's Tamei is meaningless. And therefore, the chiddush is that the chaverta, the halacha is, will be considered tar. So the question is, this halacha has really been spoken in the first case of the Mishnah, and the Reisha, that the power of an Eid Echad that says Tor is equal to two Eidim. So there's a Chiddush here, that not only is the woman that was with her all along could be the aid to say that she's Tor, and therefore that woman would be believed like two Eidim, but even a person who wasn't with this woman the entire time, as long as we have an Eid Echad saying that this woman is Tar, that Eid Echad makes no difference who that Eid Echad is and what the circumstances are, the Chazal gave that Eid Echad tremendous authority. The Metziosa case was Aniva Chaverti Tameya. Vamalei Eid Echad, At V'Chavertich Torah. Says my Iya, she said about herself, so even though there's an Eid Echad saying that she's Tar, but she's saying about herself that she's Tomei. And since she's saying about herself she's Tomei, that's the concept of Shavya Nashchaticha de Sura. Chaverta, but the other one, who isn't commenting about herself, so there's a one aid that's saying that she's Tomei, and the other aid is saying that she's Tor. And as we already learned so many times in this explanation, that is the power of an Eid Echad. And that's why Chaverta Mishtaya Puma the aid. But ask the Gemara, but that's the concept that we've already learned twice in this brisa. Hasu lamali, hainu reisha, that aid, and as we explained a moment ago, even if that aid is not the aid that was with her the whole time, as long as there's an aid that says she's tar, that aid is very powerful. And that aid is considered like two aidim. And the word of an aid echad gets that aid is discounted. Why did we have to mention now this concept for a third time? Answers the Gemara, Madatema, Hani Tavaya Tauris Nanu. Maybe in this case, both of them Tar. Fahai the Kamrahachi, the one that said, Aniva Chaverti Tameis, is saying this because Thomas Nafshi and Pelishtim. As we mentioned, Shimshon, after he fell into the hands of the Pelishtim, and they poked out his eyes, and they were making a celebration, what he said was, Hashem Elokeini, Hashem Elokim. And he was able to pull down the whole house where this celebration was taking place, and it killed him as well. And here too, she is ready to say that they're both Tomei, both also the Kayan. Because if only she's going to say that we're both Tar, the friend will become Tahor, and she'll stay Tomei because she doesn't have somebody testifying that she was Tahor. And therefore, she's satisfied that she should be Tomei and her friend should be Tomei, not that her friend should end up in a better place than she is. And therefore, by saying this, by saying Aniva Chaverti Tomeis, it's good for her that she don't be Tsar. Not that she is really Tomei. Kamash Milan, that she is Tomei and the friend is Tahar. The Sefer was a case where she said, Aniva Chaverti Tahira, Vamalei Erechot Ad Vachaverta Tomeya. Ia, Kivendeke Edom, since we have Edom that she was kidnapped, Laf Kol Kamina, she can't say testimony about herself. Chaverta, Mishtar Pum the day, she's the Eid Echad on behalf of a Chaver. And the fact that there's an Eid Echad saying contrary to her doesn't make a difference. But ask the Gemara, Hasulamali, again, this is the exact same case, that if she says that a Chaverta is Tahira, that's enough that the Chaverta should be fine. Haina Resha de Resha. That's the first case that we began the Brisa with. Answers the Gemara, Malatay Meki Mehemna, where is a woman believed to say that Chaverta is Tahira? But Makan the Pasla of Nafsha. She says that I'm Tomei, and she says my Chaverta is Tahar, the case of the Resha de Resha. There, she's certainly saying the truth. She has no reason to say Chaverta is Tahira, and she should remain Tomei. That's not something that a woman would normally do. If this woman is willing to say that I am Tomei, but my colleague is Tahar, that is a proof that she must be saying the truth. But here, b'makom the machshir nafsha, in this case, where she's saying that both I and my chaverta tahira. So maybe she's only saying Chaverta Tahira just to support the claim that she's saying about herself. And therefore, just like she's not believed about herself, just like she's not believed about herself, even though she's saying testimony about a Chaverta, she should not be believed with that testimony, because maybe she's not saying the truth. She only thinks that this is a way that she could strengthen her own situation. Kamash Malon, as long as a woman says that the Chaverta Tahira, it doesn't make a difference what she says about herself. She could be trusted regarding the Chaverta, and she's not only treated like an Eid Echad, but as we've learned throughout the Shir, throughout this piece of Gemara, she's treated like two Eidim. And if an Eid Echad is going to say contrary to that, that Eid Echad will fall away.